又是正道的时间。
Now it comes the time for the sermon.
讲题是好像明光照耀，说造就人的好话。
Today's topic is Shine Like Stars in the Sky, Part 5. Unwholesome talk which is helpful for building others up.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
因为你的信实极其广大。
Because your faithfulness is great.
你的恩典怜悯在人类的历史世世代代去显明。
Your grace and mercy is manifested in all ages of the human history.
我们一班属神的儿女，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We as your children, we know who we are believing.
我们都深信我们能够将自己一生交托给主。
We also believe that we can commit ourselves to you.
将我们的教会交托给主。
We commit our church to you.
将我们今朝早上的敬拜交托给主。
We commit our worship today to you.
因为你必然怜恤我们。
Because you have mercy on us.
愿真理的圣灵在聚会当中向我们宣讲。
May the spirit of truth proclaim to us today.
以致我们能够得着神话语当中的灵同生命。
So that we can attain what you want us to attain.
并且实践在每日的生活当中。
So we can put it into practice.
能够好像明光照耀。
So that we can shine like stars in the sky.
求主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
听我们在主面前同心的祈祷，感恩仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, thanksgiving and petition in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，如果有留意今朝早上的正道的主题，
Brothers and sisters, if you have noticed the theme of the sermon today,
是说造就人的好话。
Wholesome talk which is helpful for building others up.
我们只集中在两个字方面。
We will concentrate on two words.
就是说话这两个字。
On the word talk.
弟兄姊妹，我们个个人都会讲说话。
All of us talk every day.
如果当我们看圣经的时候，不知道弟兄姊妹会不会发现。
If you read the Bible, I don't know if you have noticed one thing.
神很喜欢讲说话的。
God likes to speak.
为什么我这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为从圣经的启示当中的时候，我们很容易发现。
Because from the revelations of the Bible, we can notice one thing.
神很多的作为。
A lot of God's deeds.
神很多的行动。
A lot of his actions.
神很多的做法。
A lot of his ways.
神很多的恩典。
A lot of his blessings.
往往跟神的说话有关的。
Are related to his words.
举些例子就很容易知道。
For example,
圣经记载了神起初创造天地。
The Bible has recorded that in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
神创造天地万物，宇宙穹苍。
God created everything and the universe.
弟兄姊妹，不是用手用脚来做。
He did not do it with his hands.
是用神的说话来做。
He used his word.
很特别的地方。
This is very special.
当神创造了人类了。
When he created human being.
人成为有灵的活人。
Man become a living person with spirit.
但神供应这个属灵的生命的需要的时候呢？
But what did he use to provide the spiritual need of this person?
又是用神的说话。
He used his word.
所以圣经里面记载了。
Therefore in the Bible it is recorded.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man lived not by food alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
跟着我们在整个人类的历史当中。
And then we can see that throughout the human history.
神要引导人走光明圣洁的人生道路。
God is willing to lead people to walk on way of righteousness.
又是用神的说话。
He used his word.
所以圣经里面这样讲。
Therefore it says in the Bible.
神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
But the word of God is the light on the path and the lamp on our feet.
而当神要赐给我们恩典和应许的时候，
When God is willing to give us promises and blessings，
亦都是透过神的说话。
It is through his words also。
所以圣经说神的说话好像雨雪从天而降，绝不徒然返回。
Therefore the Bible says the word of God comes down from heaven like showers of rain and snow and it doesn't come up to him in vain。
而当神跟我们沟通的时候呢，
And when God is trying to communicate with us,
又是用神的说话。
It is also through his word.
当神要安慰我们的时候呢，
When God comforts us,
又是要用神的说话。
It is also through His word.
当神要赐给我们有信心、有勇气的时候，
When God gives us courage and faith,
又是用神的说话。
It is also through His word.
于是我们发现神真的很喜欢讲说话。
Therefore, we realize that God is the someone who likes to speak.
但弟兄姊妹有没有留意啊？
But brothers and sisters, have you realized?
神好喜欢讲说话。
God likes to speak.
我哋人系照住神嘅形象做嘅。
We are made in the image of God.
弟兄姊妹有冇发现一件事啊？
Have you noticed one thing?
你同我都好中意讲说话噶。
You and I like to speak too.
可能有啲人唔承认我。
Some people may not admit it.
我性格内向。
I'm introverted.
我沉默寡言。
I'm a man of few words.
我冇乜嘢好讲嘅啫。
I don't talk much.
弟兄姊妹唔系咁样噶喎。
It is not like that.
我曾经看过一个统计，都几有趣味啊！
I have seen some statistics which are quite interesting.
个统计出嚟嘅结果系咁样。
According to this survey,
佢话一个沉默寡言嘅人，
a person who doesn't speak much,
一个性格内向嘅人，
someone who is introverted,
一日大概讲100句说话。
In one day, he speaks about 100 sentences.
当然你唔好今日翻去做一个实验，我揞住自己嘴唔讲说话啦。
But don't do an experiment to close your mouth and try not to speak at all.
然后翻嚟讲。
And then you will come back and say,
我琴日一句说话都冇讲过啊。
I didn't say a word yesterday.
咁就冇乜意思吓。
That is not meaningful.
我系讲正常嘅生活。
I'm talking about in normal life.
当你起身啦。
When you wake up.
直到嗰日瞓觉啦。
Until you go to bed,
一个性格内向嘅人
，an introverted person，
大概讲100句说话。
He speaks about 100 sentences。
但系一般嘅人呢
？But a normal person，
即系一般好似弟兄姊妹咁样咧
，an average person，
大概讲500句说话。
He speaks about 500 sentences。
但如果一个人好中意讲嘢嘅咧
，But for a person who likes to talk，
大概讲1000句说话。
He speaks about 1000sentences.
又或者有些人因为可能工作的关系，
Some people may be due to his work.
又或者侍奉的原因，
Or because of the way he served God.
好像传道人，
Like a pastor.
每日大概讲3000到5000句说话。
In one day he speaks about 3000 to 5000 sentences.
弟兄姊妹，原来我们成日都讲嘢噶。
Now we realize that we talk all the time.
但这个统计出来的结果，俾我们发现一件很令人震惊的事。
But the result of this survey.Give us some interesting facts.
因为大家用一个一般人的数据出来去计算一下就知道了。
Because if we do a calculation based on an average person,
一般人一日讲500句说话。
An average person speaks about 500 sentences per day.
考下大家啊。
I give you a test.
一个月讲几多句啊？
In one month, how many sentences?
15000句啊。
15,000 sentences.
一年呢？
One year.
180,000句啊。
180,000.
10岁的小朋友讲了多少句啊？
How many sentences would have a 10-year-old spoken?
180,000句。
180,000.
20岁的少年人呢？
What about a 20-year-old person?
360,000句。
3.6 million.
好像我们的年长啊。
Like us elderly people.
顶住会成千万句。
More than 10 million.
说话很多啊。
But we talk a lot.
有时我哋冇谂过，原来喺我哋人生当中讲咗超过成千万句嘅说话。
Sometimes we don't realize that throughout our life we have spoken more than 10 million sentences.
证明我哋人生做得最多嘅系乜嘢咧
？It shows that what do we do the most in our lives?
系讲说话。
It is talking.
即使你系一个即系性格内向嘅人啦。
Even though you are an introverted person.
一生讲唔少嘅说话。
During your lifetime, you would have spoken a lot.
喺每日讲好多好多嘅说话。
During one day, you have spoken a lot.
但弟兄姊妹，一件好令人难过同埋遗憾嘅事实。
But something which is very sad.
就系自从人类嘅始祖犯罪之后。
Since the first parents sinned.
人里面嘅生命起咗变化。
The life in human had a great change.
人生命里面有好多嘅杂质。
There were a lot of impurities.
于是出现一个现象啊。
Therefore, something happened.
好多时候我哋讲嘅说话咧。
Most of the time, what we say.
唔系几好嘅咋。
Is not really good.
唔系几正确嘅咋。
It is not very accurate.
甚至乎好多嘅说话。
Even some of what we say.
可能好多嘅扭曲。
Is very distorted.
好多嘅不洁。
Or containing a lot of impurities,
甚至乎带来很多很多的伤害。
It can bring about a lot of damage.
所以圣经里面这样记载的。
Therefore, it says in the Bible.
在箴言的10章19节这样讲。
In Proverbs chapter 10 verse 19.
即係我哋講得話多，個錯就會多嚇。
If we talk much, then we have made more mistakes.
而去到十五章嘅第四節咧
，And then in chapter 15, verse 4,
亦都講乖謬嘅嘴咧
，It says a perverse tongue.
使人心碎
crushes the spirit.
甚至乎去到新約聖經雅各書亦都咁樣講
And then in James,
一個人如果佢話語當中冇錯嘅話，這個人就係完全人
Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect.
我哋嘅舌頭好似罪惡嘅世界
Our tongue is like a world of evil.
所以頂尖我哋發現一件事哦
Therefore, we discover one thing.
喺我哋漫長嘅人生當中
During our lifetime,
很多時候我們人際關係的破裂
A lot of times when there is a tear in human relationships
或者人生當中受到很多的傷害
Or there is a lot of hurt
很多的痛苦很多的難過
A lot of sufferings
很多時候跟講說話不正確息息相關
Very often is very related to the way we speak
所以我們華人都有句說話
Therefore there is a saying in Chinese
一言可以興邦
With your word, you can revive a nation.
一言亦都可以喪邦
Or with your word, you can damage a nation.
我哋活喺呢個世界，日日都講説話。
We are alive. We talk every day.
但係講説話的確帶嚟好多嘅難處同埋傷害。
But speaking can bring about a lot of difficulty and hurt.
不過感謝神嘅恩典喎。
But thanks to God's grace.
喺聖經當中，除咗有提醒之外咧。
In the Bible, besides the reminders,
佢亦都俾我哋有好大嘅安慰喎。
It gives us a lot of comfort.
同樣喺箴言裏面會提醒我哋。
Similarly, in the book of Proverbs, it reminds us that
佢講到温良嘅舌好似生命樹一樣。
It says the soothing tongue is a tree of life.
佢又講到良言如同蜂蜜，使心覺得甘甜。使骨得醫治
Gracious words are a honeycomb. It also says that it is sweet to the soul and healing to the bones.
亦都聖經都講一句説話講得合宜
A word fitly spoken.
好似金蘋果喺銀網子裏面一樣
It's like apples of gold in settings of silver.
於是我哋發現一件事哦
Therefore we notice one thing.
一啲唔合宜嘅说话可以带嚟好大嘅杀伤力。
Inappropriate words can bring hurt。
但一啲讲得合宜嘅说话，亦都带嚟好大嘅好嘅影响力。
But if words are appropriately spoken, they can bring about positive influence。
所以使徒保罗喺以弗所书就会提醒我哋。
Therefore, the apostle Paul in Ephesians reminds us
要学习讲合宜嘅说话。
We have to learn how to speak appropriately.
弟兄姊妹，因為我哋係聖潔神嘅兒女。
Brothers and sisters, because we are the holy God's children.
所以我哋講嘅説話應當聖潔。
Therefore, what we say should be holy.
應當光明。
It should be light.
應當造就人。
It should build up others.
應當使聽見嘅人得著益處。
It should benefit those who listen.
於是我哋活喺呢個世界上，就好似能夠如明光照耀一樣。
Therefore, when we live in this world, we can shine like stars in the sky.
盼望每一个属神的儿女，我们都能够有一个谦卑受教的心。
I pray that each and every one of God's children can have a teachable heart.
在我们蒙恩归主之后
，After we commit our lives to God，
我们的一生好好的学习怎样讲说话。
We diligently learn how to speak.
使徒保罗教导我们讲说话的时候，他提出了三方面。
In Paul's teaching, he talks about three aspects.
第一，他盼望我们人生有一个立志。
First of all, he wants us to set a goal.
有一個的目標，有一個標杆
，so that we can have something to look forward to，
就係説造就人的好話。
That is to speak something that can build others up。
聖經裏面提醒我哋
The Bible reminds us，
沒有異象，民就放肆。
Without revelation, man will cast off all restraints。
如果一個人生冇咗要求，冇咗理想，冇咗目標嘅話
，If we do not have expectation, we do not have ideal。
我哋嘅人生可能就随随便便咁样过咗去。
Then we will live our life in a casual way。
最后就一事无成。
And at the end, we don't achieve anything。
神盼望我哋效法神自己生命嘅榜样。
God desires that we follow Him as our life example。
神喺成个人类历史当中
，throughout the human history，
佢讲每一句说话
，every word that God spoke。
都能够造就人
can build others up,
都能够建立人
can edify others,
都能够使听的人得益处
can let those who listen benefit.
我哋属神嘅人，
we who belong to God，
我哋能唔能够都有同样嘅立志？
Can we have this desire？
喺我一生当中，
in our lifetime，
凡我所讲嘅每一句说话，
every word that I speak，
都能够造就人嘅，
can build up others，
都能够建立人嘅，
can edify others，
都能够使听嘅人得到益处嘅，
and benefit others who listen。
呢个立志非常之重要，
this is very important。
我哋亦都同时提醒我哋，
I also remind ourselves，
如果当我哋嘅说话唔能够造就人嘅，
when what we say cannot build up others，
唔能够建立人嘅，
cannot edify others，
唔能够使听嘅人得益处嘅，
cannot benefit those who listen，
反而使人受到伤害嘅，
but on the contrary can hurt them，
反而会绊跌人嘅，
can stumble them，
不如唔讲。
Then it's better that we don't speak at all.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个是神的儿女和世上的人不同的原则。
This is a principle which is different from other people in the world.
既然讲说话可以好，
since what we say can be good，
可以不好，
or it can be bad，
我的抉择一定是要讲造就人的好话。
My decision is that I must speak in a way that build others up。
当然我不希望以大家今天听完正道之后，
But on the other hand I don't hope that after listening to this sermon today，
大家就个个都闭口不言，
You all close your mouth and not talk，
那就大件事了。
This is not good，
即是说我讲过每一句说话都不好的。
That means everything you say is not good，
但不是，我们要学习讲造就人的好话。
But we must learn how to speak in a way that can build others up。
反而我希望今天崇拜之后呢，
I hope that after the sermon today，
在你的家庭好，
in your families，
在你的生活好，
in your daily lives，
在你的工作好，
in your workplace，
在你的教会好，
in your church，
我们应该都很多东西讲的，
we should continue to talk，
不过就是讲造就人的好话，
but we talk in a way that build others up，
这个是我们的立志，
this is our goal，
这个是我们的标杆，
this is our goal setting。
接着使徒保罗就提醒我们第二和第三方面，
and then the apostle Paul reminds us the second and third aspects。
有了立志，
after we set the goal，
有了决心，
after we have made this decision，
有了标杆，
after we have this goal，
就要起来行动了，
we have to get up and act。
跟着讲两方面实际的讲说话的行动，
and then he talks about two aspects of actions。
一个是消极的，
one is negative，
一个是积极的，
the other one is positive。
消极方面的行动是什么呢？
what is the negative side of action？
就是根据以弗所书四章二十九节所讲的，
it is according to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29，
污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths。
污秽的说话一句都不应该讲。
We should not speak any unwholesome talk。
这个是消极方面的。
This is the negative side。
但消极方面的行动都带给我们很大的好处。
But the negative side of action can bring a lot of benefits。
因为我们知道有什么说话我们是不应该讲的。
Because we know what kind of words we should not speak。
保罗很清楚讲到污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Paul says very clearly that do not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths。
究竟什么是污秽的言语呢？
But what are unwholesome talks？
弟兄姊妹，过去的日子究竟我们有没有曾经讲过污秽的言语呢？
In the days past have we spoken unwholesome talk？
只能够从圣经方面去看
了。 We can judge it from the Bible。
污秽的言语主要包含三方面。
There are three aspects of unwholesome talk。
第一方面，污秽的言语是什么呢？
The first aspect，
就是那些淫词、妄语、嬉笑的说话。
These are rude, filthy and coarse joking。
就是那些粗言秽语啊，
vulgar language，
意识不良的说话，
obscene words，
说话里面内容带着淫邪的成分啊，
The content of the words contain obscenity。
这方面都叫做污秽的言语。
This is unwholesome talk。
可能你会说我没说的。
You may say I don't talk about this。
我没说粗口的。
I don't use vulgar words。
我又没说三级笑话的。
I don't have obscenity in my talk。
我又没说淫邪的说话的。
I don't talk about obscene things。
可能我们虽然没说的，
But although we don't talk about it，
可能我们喜欢听的，
Maybe we like to listen to it。
因为这个世界已经在神面前败坏。
Because this world is corrupt，
我们发觉在很多的传播媒介当中，
We discover that in a lot of medias，
一路渗透这些污秽的言语的表达。
This kind of expression is infiltrated in all areas。
大家可能看电影，
For example, movies.
睇電視節目啦。
Or TV programs.
睇雜誌啦。
Magazines.
睇報章啦。
Newspapers.
睇劇集啦。
TV series.
甚至乎啲音樂啊。
Even music.
或者有一啲嘅可能話劇聚會啊。
Or dramas.
甚至乎基督教裏面一啲嘅福音嘅聚會。
Or even some appear to be Christian gatherings.
大家知道有啲叫做棟篤笑報道會啊。
You have heard about some evangelization events in the form of talk show.
我記得我曾經訪問過一啲未信嘅人，佢參加過呢啲嘅棟篤笑報道會。
I have asked some people who have been to those talk shows.
問佢參加完你得到啲乜嘢啊
？I asked them what have you got after going there.
聽到啲乜嘢啊
？What have you heard？
有冇聽到主耶穌啊
？Have you heard about Jesus Christ？
佢話冇喎。
He said no.
呢啲聚會唔係講笑話嘅咩
？Not these gatherings talk for joking.
我主耶穌就聽唔到。
I didn't hear about Jesus Christ.
笑到碌地嘅説話就大把。
But I heard about hilarious jokes.
为什么人参加这些聚会会笑到碌地呢
But why did they find it hilarious?
原来很多时候这些聚会渗透了一些不良意识一些的淫邪的说话
Because in these talks obscenity is infiltrated there
有时大家未必说
They may not talk about it
但不自觉的喜欢听
But they are attracted to this
这些都会影响了我们整个的生命
This will affect our whole lives
但我必须跟弟兄姊妹说
But I must say to you
神绝对不喜欢这方面污秽的言语
God definitely does not like this kind of obscenity talk
一些淫词妄语
This obscenity and coarse joking
一些意识不良的说话
The words that contain negative connotation
在圣洁的神面前是绝对的不清洁
Before the Holy God this is absolutely impure
这些是属于污秽的说话
This is unwholesome talk
所以我会提醒自己也都提醒弟兄姊妹
Therefore I remind myself and I remind all of you
这方面污秽的说话一句都不应该出口
We should not let this kind of wholesome talk come out of our mouth
也都不应该去听
And we should not listen to it
所以有时没办法避免
If you can't avoid
如果电视机去讲这些说话的时候我们删掉它
If there's such a TV program we have to turn it off
如果有人讲这些说话的时候我们宁愿离开那个环境
If people give this kind of talk we have to leave the environment
所以求主保守我们的心
So may the Lord guard our hearts
第二方面污秽的说话是代表什么意思呢
The second aspect of unwholesome talk
就是一些自夸张狂骄傲攻击伤害的说话
Talks which are arrogant, boastful, haughty and attack others
不知道大家有没有留意、
I don't know if you have noticed
有时人很喜欢讲说话
Sometimes we like to speak
背后因为人喜欢认叻
Because we are boastful
人喜欢高举自己
They want to elevate themselves
宣扬自己
They want to boast
你知道这个是人性来的
This is human nature
但神是一个温柔谦卑的神
But God is gentle and humble in spirit.
他不喜欢我们讲自夸张狂的说话。
He does not like us to be boastful and self-seeking.
当然有时我们人喜欢讲说话呢。
Sometimes the reason why we would like to talk.
我们说话很伶俐。
We have a sharp tongue.
就是用什么呢？就是用来责人。
It is to make others angry.
就是用说话来伤害人。
We use our word to hurt others.
用说话来攻击人。
We use our word to attack others.
讲到他面无人色。
So that they are defensive.
讲到佢哑口无言
，so that they can't answer back。
咁我哋就好开心。
Then we are happy。
哦，弟兄姊妹，神唔开心嘅。
But God dislikes it。
神盼望我哋讲说话好似用盐调和一样。
God likes that how we talk is like is seasoned by salt。
系充满温柔嘅。
Is with gentleness。
神喜欢我哋讲啲咁嘅说话。
God likes us to talk in this way。
所以当我哋讲一啲自夸、张狂、骄傲嘅说话
，so that when we talk in a way that is arrogant, boastful, and haughty，
讲一啲攻击、伤害嘅说话
，when we attack and hurt others，
喺神眼光当中都系污秽嘅言语。
In the eyes of God, this is unwholesome talk。
一句都唔应该出口。
We should not let this unwholesome talk come out of our mouths.
第三方面污秽的言语代表什么呢
What is the third aspect of unwholesome talk?
就是一些可能批评论断啊。
It is critical and judgmental words.
可能一些诽谤啊。
Or words that are slandering.
或者散播谣言啊。
Or to spread rumors.
或者背后讲人啊。
Or we talk about others at the back.
或者搬弄是非啊。
Or we gossip.
这些在神面前都是污秽的言语。
In the eyes of God, this is unwholesome talk.
如果大家有留意在箴言里面，神所心中恨恶的有七样。
In the book of Proverbs, it mentions about seven things that God hates.
其中兩樣就同呢方面有關。
Two of them are related to this.
不過人性又好容易犯呢個錯誤。
But this is human nature that we make this kind of.
好多時候我哋都會喺人嘅背後好多批評論斷攻擊嘅説。
Very often we say a lot of things behind others' back.
呢方面嘅言語喺神面前都被視為不潔係污穢嘅言語。
This kind of talk is impure and unwholesome talk in the eyes of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果當我哋要按照神嘅吩咐，污穢嘅言語一句不可出口的时候呢，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we have to follow God's command, we do not let unwholesome talk come out of our mouths.
三方面的说话我们应该一生都不应该说。
The three kinds of words we cannot say.
就是那些淫邪意识不良的说话。
The first kind is obscenity.
那些粗言秽语我们绝对不说。
Vulgar words we can't say.
也都不听。
We don't listen to it.
第二方面就是那些骄傲自夸张狂攻击的说话也都不说。
Boastful, arrogant words we don't say.
当然第三方面就是那些批评论断搬弄是非的说话也都不应该出口。
The third category, words that are judgmental, critical, slandering, or gossiping.
当世人跟我们相处的时候呢，
When people come in contact with us,
他觉得我们真的不同。
They will feel that we are different.
我们讲说话真的不同。
They will feel that we talk in a way that is different.
我们很检点。
We are being very careful.
我们很节制。
We have self-control.
我们真的能够在世人面前如明光照耀。
So that we can shine like stars in the sky.
但当然积极的方面是什么呢？
But what is the positive side?
司徒保罗在这里提醒我们。
The Apostle Paul reminds us.
积极方面的就是我们讲的说话要叫听见的人得益处。
On the positive side, our talk should benefit those who listen.
弟兄姊妹，既然我们一般一个月我会讲180,000句说话。
Since we speak 180,000 sentences,
换句话，这个说话如果讲得合宜的话呢？
In other words, if we say these words appropriately,
可以造就在我们旁边的每一个人。
We can build up a lot of people.
弟兄姊妹，细心想想。
If you think carefully,
180,000句说话。
180,000 sentences.
如果每一句说话都有产生一个好的作用。
If each of those sentences can have a positive effect.
叫听的人得益处。
To enable others to benefit.
是几大的恩典啊。
What a blessing it is.
叫我父母得益处。
For our parents to benefit.
叫我配偶得益处。
For our spouses to benefit.
叫我儿女得益处。
For our children to benefit.
叫我同事朋友得益处。
For our colleagues and friends to benefit.
叫我教会得益处。
For our church to benefit.
应该鼓励弟兄姊妹就不止讲180,000句说话了。
I encourage you not only to speak 180,000 sentences.
应该好像刘传道一样啊。
Like me.
大概讲500,000句说话。
You say half a million sentences.
的时候我们能够成就神在我们身上的恩典。
In that way we can accomplish a lot of blessings from God.
叫听见的人得益处。
To enable those who listen to benefit.
弟兄姊妹，究竟乜嘢嘅说话能够叫听见嘅人得益处呢？
What kind of words can benefit others?
先同我开宗明义就曾经讲过。
Just now I talked about it.
人类自从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪咗之后。
Since our first parents sinned,
人因为里面的生命出了问题，
there is problem in our heart.
我们讲的说话真是无能为力。
So that what we say is powerless.
好的不讲。
The good things we don't say.
不好的就常常偏偏去讲。
But the bad things we say all the time.
顶着这个世界只有一种的说话是能够造就到人的。
In the world, there is only one kind of words that can benefit others.
能够叫听的人得益处。
They can benefit those who listen.
这种说话记载在哪里呢？
What are these words recorded in?
就在圣经里面。
In the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，很特别很特别的地方。
This is very special.
所以我们当积极方面要讲造就人的说话。
On the positive side, we should say things which benefit others.
令听的人得益处。
So that those who listen can benefit.
我所讲的说话必须按照圣经的真理的原则去讲。
What we say should be based on the principle of the Bible.
而按照圣经真理的原则去讲说话的时候，通常有两方面表达出来的。
When we talk according to the truth of the Bible, there are two aspects.
第一方面就是好像提摩太后书3:16所说。
The first aspect is like what is written in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
我们会讲教训的说话。
We would talk about things which teaches.
读 责的说话
rebukes
使人归正的说话
corrects
教导人学义的说话
trains in righteousness
哦，等姐妹不要看这些说话
don't take these words lightly
一个小朋友小小个一路经过十几年的栽培
when a child after more than 10 years of being established in these words
你想想他整个成长的过程当中
imagine if throughout the whole process of him growing up
他每个月接受几十万句的说话
Every month he received tens of thousands of words
都是教导他归正
To teach him to be corrected
教导他学义的话
Training him in righteousness
等姐妹二十年之后
After 20 years
这个小朋友在这个世代当中
This child in this present age
能够成为一个正直正常的人
Can become an upright person
他的思想
His thoughts
他的内心世界
In his heart
他的说话
What he says
他的生命
His life,
他的行事为人
how he conducts himself,
绝对同这个世代当中的年轻人不同
is absolutely different from those in this age
弟兄姊妹现在我们看到这个世界越来越失败
we can see that there's a lot of failure in this world
今天的年轻人越来越多的软弱
the young people today have a lot of weaknesses
就是缺乏这方面能够令到他得益处的说话
It is because they are lacking the words that can build him up.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹，特别如果我哋做父母啊
，I hope that brothers and sisters, especially those who are parents,
做家长啊
，if you are guardians,
我哋能够好好喺神嘅话语当中去领受嘅时候咧
，if we can be built up by God's word,
我哋就能够出口讲按照圣经真理原则去提醒佢哋、劝勉佢哋嘅说话
，so that what we say can be based on the principles of the Bible to remind our children.And to encourage them.
最后这些听说话的人能够得到益处
At the end, those who listen can benefit.
就是他们能够在这个世代当中诚实无伪
So that in this world they can be honest and be truthful.
做一个正直良善的人
So that they can be an upright person and good person.
所以一方面我们会讲教训督责教导人学义的说话
So on one hand we should talk in a way which teaches, rebuilds and corrects
但另外一方面叫人得益处的说话是什么呢
But what is the other aspect of words that can benefit others
同样是按照圣经的真理的原则
Similarly, it is based on the principle of the Bible
我们需要讲安慰的说话
We have to talk in a way which encourages
劝勉的说话
Comforts
欣赏的说话
Appreciates
接纳的说话
Accepts
扶持的说话
Supports
弟兄姊妹人在整个生命的成长过程当中
Throughout the process of growing
其实很需要这些说话来建立他们
People need these words to build them up
所以圣经里面他的教导有一个平衡的原则
Therefore there is an equilibrium in the teaching of the Bible
一方面教训督责
On one hand we teach, rebuke and correct
但另一方面他是安慰激励去鼓励他
But on the other hand, we encourage comfort and support
给他成为一个有信心
So that we can help him to have confidence
有勇气有盼望的人
Have courage and hope
弟兄姊妹讲到这里其实我自己真的很大的感受
I have a deep feeling in my heart
其实我都做了几十年人
I am more than 50 years old
未信主之前我最少都起码每日讲几千句说话的了
So before I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ every day I talked a lot
我以前做工作的时候也是做教导的
When I worked I was in a teaching role
当我侍奉的时候又做成为一个传道人
When I serve God I'm a preacher
我一生当中我真的想讲超过几千万句说话
Therefore in throughout my lifetime I have spoken more than millions of sentences
但很可惜
But unfortunately,
蒙恩归主之前
before I came to our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我开始了解圣经真理之前
before I understood the truths of the Bible,
我以前讲的说话是一些好听的说话
what I said was eloquent,
人家很喜欢听的说话
people like to listen to it,
很舒服的说话
it would make them feel good,
但却未必是得益处的说话
but it may not make them benefit,
直到蒙恩归主了
Until I came to know the Lord
开始有真理了
After I knew the truth
先开始讲叫听见的人得益处的说话
I started to talk in a way that would benefit others
有时我都觉得太迟了
Sometimes I feel that it's too late
如果早几十年就好了
If I started more than a decade ago would be good
不过好在华人都有句说话
But there's a Chinese saying
唔怕迟，最怕冇开始啊。
Don't worry about it's too late. As long as it has got the beginning.
盼望我哋今日喺神面前，喺神嘅话语当中得到提醒嘅时候咧。
I hope that today we can have reminder from God's word.
我哋首先有个立志。
We have this resolution.
喺今日之后。
After today.
我嘅一生。
My whole life.
只讲造就人嘅好话。
I only talk in a way that build others up.
如果不能够造就的
if it can't build others up,
不能够建立的
if it cannot edify others,
不能够使人得益处的
if it cannot benefit others,
我宁愿沉默
I would rather remain silent.
箴言会讲到
In Proverbs, it is mentioned.
有时不讲说话都挺有智慧的
Sometimes it is good wisdom not to talk.
但我们立志讲造就人的好话
But we are resolved to speak in a way that build others up.
一方面消极的污秽的说话一句我们不出口
On the negative side all the obscenity and bad words we don't talk about
但积极的方面我们会讲叫听见的人得益处的好话
But on the positive side we speak in a way that help others to benefit
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
弟兄姊妹我有一个好深感受
I have this very deep feeling
基督信仰最宝贵的地方是什么
The most precious thing in the Christian faith
就是这个神给人有机会
Is that God gives us opportunity
我蒙恩归主直到如今我一个很深很深的体会
After I received Jesus as my Lord I have this thinking
这个神给世人最大的恩典是什么
What is the greatest blessing that God gives us
就是给人有机会
It is the opportunity that he gives us
过往的日子可能我不懂
In the past we may not understand
过往的日子可能我不懂
In the past we did not know it
过往的日子可能我讲错了很多的说话
In the past I have spoken a lot of wrong words
做错了很多的事情
I have done a lot of wrong things
以致带来很多的难处
So that I brought a lot of hurt
甚至乎带来很多的伤害
Or a lot of damage
但神给我能够重新开始
But God gives me the opportunity to start again
盼望弟兄姊妹今晚我们回到家不用回到家在教会中已经开始实践了
I pray that you can start to put it into practice after
一个崇拜之后
After the worship today
大家就开始讲说话了
We start to talk
不过细心思量
But we have to think carefully
这句说话能不能够造就人
Can this build others up
建立人
Can this edify them
使他得益处
Or benefit them
回到家呢
After you go home,
当我们要开始讲说话的时候
When we are about to talk
盼望这个提醒也都来了
I hope this reminder comes to us
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
但当我们要重新起步的时候
But when we have to start again
我们必须在神面前即有一个行动
We have to take an action before God
求主赦免我们过去可能错了的地方
We ask God to forgiveAs what we have done wrong in the past
错误的地方
What we have done incorrectly
所以我今天选了一首回应诗歌
So I have chosen this hymn to respond
就是求主赦免我们同心祈祷
Let us pray
慈爱天父我们同心感谢赞美你
Dear Heavenly Father we praise you and give thanks to you
天父你何等的爱我们
Dear Lord how much you love us
我们生活在这个充满罪恶的人世间
We live in this world which is filled with darkness and sins.
很多时候我们会行差踏错。
Very often we go astray.
很多时候我们做错很多的决定。
Very often we make wrong decisions.
很多时候我们讲错了很多的说话。
Very often we say inappropriate words.
但感谢天父你给我们有机会。
Thank God that you give us the opportunity.
藉着神你自己说话提醒我们。
Through your word you remind us.
让我们一次一次能够重新起步。
You can let us start again.
天父我们在这条跟从主的路上
Lord, in the way to follow you,
在我们的人生路上
in our lifetime,
我们承认我们有心无力
we admit that we are powerless,
我们承认我们有软弱有失败
we admit that we have failures and we are weak,
我们承认我们会走过死荫的幽谷
we admit that we go past valley of death,
但感谢天父藉着救主耶稣基督
But thank you Lord that through our Lord Jesus Christ,
能够让我们有信心继续走这条人生道路
You can let us have the faith to continue to walk,
因为我们知道我们所相信是谁
because we know who we are believing in,
是一位在十字架上为我们舍身流血死而复活的救主耶稣基督
This is the Savior who died on the cross for us and resurrected for us
主愿意用到底永恒不改变的爱来爱我们
Lord, you love us with an unending love.
以致我哋活喺人世间呢段短暂嘅日子。
So that while we live in this world,
能够一次一次嘅重新起步。
We can start again and again.
最后我们走在光明圣洁恩典的人生路上。
So finally, we can walk on the path of righteousness and blessing.
天父，我们恳求你帮助我
们。Lord, we pray that you help us.
扶持我们的软弱。
Support us.
让我们能够实践你的教导。
So that we can put your teaching into practice.
在以后的人生岁月当中。
In our days ahead.
凡事说造就人的好话。
We can say things that can build others up.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that all those who hear can benefit.
求主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
听我们在主面前同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.